Black Hawk helicopters brought 80 U.S. soldiers and several Iraqi police to a farming village near the town of Iskandaria. The operation took place in an area where coalition forces had not been able to get into for a year because the main roads had been blown up by Al-Qaeda. In each house, men are separated from women and children. This was the first time in a year that U.S. troops had entered this village, hoping to find suspected Al-Qaeda members and win the trust of village leaders. The head of the U.S. mission, Captain Michael Penny, questions a man.
When's the last time Al-Qaeda's been here?
1 week ago.
It's
been 1 week, 8 days, 10 days, if you have been...
The man denies any link to Al-Qaeda, but is taken into custody as a suspect.
Okay.
Captain Penny explains the military has received information that this man may have links to Al-Qaeda.
Intelligence from people that have lived here or know people that live here.
This woman cries out that her son has been kidnapped by Al-Qaeda and she begs the soldiers for help. The U.S. military push here happened after a local sheikh told Iraqi police that suspected Al-Qaeda militants had raided the village in November, stealing money and weapons. The sheikh said 3 villagers were killed and 5 kidnapped. In this Muslim prayer room, village leaders speak with some of the soldiers about ways to stop intimidation by Al-Qaeda. Lieutenant William Kubler says the soldiers told the villagers that the U.S. military will take measures to help secure the area.
We're trying to explain what we plan to do in the future to fix the roads so we can have more of a presence out here.
This soldier says Al-Qaeda insurgents are telling the people to fight coalition forces. He hopes by putting up these posters, the villagers will turn against Al-Qaeda and back coalition forces and Iraqi police known as IPs.
They put up posters all the time that promote anti-coalition forces, so we thought it'd be a good idea to put up posters that support us and the IPs.
During the mission, 4 suspected Al-Qaeda members are taken into custody. The man in the blue jacket is accused of killing the 3 villagers during the November raid. Before the troops leave, a soldier thanks a man for providing information about the men who were arrested.
Hopefully we'll be around and see you again, all right?
Inshallah, we'll see you again. It's a good one.
Thank you for writing those statements, all right?
Wait.
Yeah, all 3. Yep, all yours. Time to roll.
The soldiers take the men who were arrested with them to an Iraqi police station. Captain Penny says there are plans to go back to the village to search more homes for Al-Qaeda militants and help begin development projects. Deborah Block, VOA News, Iskandaria.